Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Starting to get some bunch of questions coming in again, AJ, the same type of question. But before we answer that, let's take Rob from Los Angeles on the line. How you doing, Rob?
Hi, this is Rob. AJ, hi. I saw you on Twitter today. My name is Invent Big.
Okay.
You remember me? I'm a garage inventor, very proud of it. I have a strong product. I got a pitch and a demo, and I would like to know if I could submit it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. A big part of our business is taking ideas from inventors, and we really, you know, embrace inventors, unlike a lot of other companies, because that's where a lot of great ideas come from.
Thank you.
We have something called an Inventor's Day roughly 10 times a year. We invite inventors to come in and pitch us, and pitch to me directly. And, you know, we select these out of all the inventors that submit their ideas to bigideas@telebrands.com. So it starts there. You can send your idea to bigideas@telebrands.com. And let me just tell you a little bit about the process. We have a staff of people that will look at the ideas that come in on a daily basis. And the best ones, I think the ones that really fit our type of business model, they're brought to me directly. And me with a couple of other people, we make a final decision on the ones that we're going to test market. Now, one thing that's important to know, and you should know, that we never ask the inventors for one penny whenever we decide to market their product. What we do is we offer them a contract for a royalty agreement, a typical royalty agreement as any inventor that would license their product to any manufacturer. So it's a license slash royalty agreement that we give you. The other important thing to know is that we can test market a product in roughly 4 months. So we know in 4 months whether the product is good for us or not good for us. So we'll sign a license agreement if we like the idea. Within 4 months, we'll tell you if we're going to proceed with the product and not proceed with the product. If we're not going to proceed, if it didn't test market well, all the rights go back to you. You lose nothing except 4 months of time. Again, we didn't take a penny from you. In 4 months, you know whether it's a winner or not. But if we proceed, we proceed as per our royalty arrangement. Now, the royalty arrangement range varies depending on, you know, whether your product is patented, how far along in the manufacturing process you are, how novel it is, and how much margin we can make when we sell the product. So it's a combination of all those things, but we again come up with an equitable royalty fee. And if we proceed, the agreement is on a year-to-year basis. As long as Telebrands hits a minimum threshold that you agree to as far as royalties go on a yearly basis, if we hit that threshold of royalties, which means that you're satisfied with the sales, the contract will automatically renew for another year. As long as we continue to sell the product at a higher level, it will continue to renew automatically every year.
Okay.
So that's basically how it works.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Rob. AJ, the other question that's constantly coming through here is what makes a product for direct response? And I guess there's a bunch of different ways. When weeding through thousands of idea submissions, what are the main types of ideas that jump out at you? Thanks, Jane.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, it should solve a common problem. You know, TV is a mass media, and we want every viewer to be a potential customer, and we want products in which we can sell millions of pieces. That's the way our business model works. We're not in the business to sell 10, 20,000 pieces or even 500,000 pieces. We have no interest. So it's got to be a mass appeal item. I mean, it's got to solve a common problem as opposed to a targeted problem. A targeted problem may be someone that loves to ski and they have goggles that fog up all the time, and there's some new revolutionary goggles that don't fog up. I'm just made that up, but you know, that's a very targeted niche type of product. The type of product we would like is something that everybody could use in the kitchen, or a personal care item that removes calluses, like the Pet Egg. And then there are certain categories that do really well for us. The kitchen category usually does very well. Personal care is another one, something that can trim hair or, you know, remove calluses, or something that people put in their hair. to hairstyling tools. Those are personal care types of items. Another category that's really exploded over the past several years is the pet category. We probably have roughly 40% of all the items that we sell are pet products. In fact, we have the highest batting average with pet products over any other category. There's something about pets that's going on in the nation right now. The pet category is just exploding. So things like the plaque blast, the doggy steps, the petty paws, the comfy control harness, a product called the pet rider. It's a seat cover that goes on your back seat to protect your car seat from pets making it dirty. You know, all these items have been terrific, so we're actively looking for pet products. And, of course, the other categories that are known in our industry are fitness. You know, Americans are always looking for the new, easy way to get in shape. Of course, you know, the best way to get in shape is to eat less and exercise more. It's very simple. But people are always looking for some new gadget that's going to make it easier for them to get into shape, and they always sell. They don't always sell, but the right ones do very, very well.
Okay. Well, that's some great information. AJ, when somebody presents or an inventor presents a product to you in Telebrands, you mentioned about it's got to be able to do something and demonstrate and solve a problem. Now, when they come to you, do they need to have a patent, a prototype? Do they need to have it drawn on a napkin? Is that okay?
Well, I encourage inventors to not spend a lot of money. And I want to emphasize the word not. Do not spend a lot of money. You know, the truth is, the reality is that the vast majority of ideas are not commercially viable. It doesn't matter how good of an idea it is. It doesn't matter how revolutionary it is. It doesn't matter how much you love and nurture that product. It doesn't matter how much you love that product yourself. It doesn't matter how much your friends tell you and your family tells you what a phenomenal idea it is and it's going to make you rich. It doesn't matter. What matters is that when you put it out into the public marketplace, do consumers respond or not? And I've seen thousands of products. We've test marketed thousands of products. And it seems like the ones that I love the most always get the worst response. it just seems to be work that way. And I've seen it so many times, and it's so heartbreaking to see an inventor spend their life savings on an item that they love. You know, go the route of hiring an industrial designer, having it beautifully designed, beautiful drawings, and then taking the next step and making prototypes, which are now in thousands of dollars more. Of course, going to a patent attorney and spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to fully execute a patent, to go to a manufacturer, perhaps in China, to build injection tooling and to actually make the product. And then they do all that, and they say, well, I did everything. I designed the beautiful product. I got it all manufactured. I worked out all the manufacturing glitches. I got it patented. But we do the test market, and it fails.
Wow.
And it's heartbreaking for these people because they can't afford to spend this kind of money. You know, they're into this thing now. They could be in. I've seen people into it for $100,000 at the blink of an eye, and they can't afford it. They've borrowed money from friends. They may have taken a second mortgage on their home. And by the way, they've come to me. They've gone to other people before me. They've manufactured some product. They brought it out to tried to sell it to stores, and it's just failure, 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 failure. On one item. So the vast majority of ideas fail. You take the most famous inventor of our time, Thomas Edison, right? He had over 1,000 patents to his name. Does anyone know how many were commercially successful? 1,000 inventions. This guy spent his life dedicated to inventing products. Filed 1,000 patents, over 1,000 patents in his name. How many out of the 1,000 made money? Do you know, Brian?
No, I'm not sure. Was it one?
No. It's more than one. But, you know, knowing the ones that we know, the ones that are famous, like the electric light bulb, of course, the phonograph, and some other things that he has, I'm guessing 20. I haven't checked it out. Maybe one of your listeners can check it out and call in or send an email. Or maybe they know. I'm guessing 20 products, 20 inventions made money.
Well, AJ, we have We have about a minute and change left in this segment. But here's the thing. There are inventors that spend a lot of money, and then there's some that don't spend any. But yeah. The big question is, you know, if they're not protected even to work on the patent part, how can they trust bringing a product to a company anywhere, even including Telebrands?
Okay, what they should do is go for the minimal amount of protection up front and file a provisional patent application. If you go to the government website, it's relatively easy. It's USPTO.gov. And for an individual, I think it's $125. For a company, it's $250 to file a provisional patent application. That then gives you 1 year to file a complete, a proper patent application. And in the 1 year, you've got to be careful who you go to, because there are people out there who will steal your idea. I can guarantee you that Telebrands will not steal your idea. We're not in that business. We don't want that reputation. We have never, ever stolen an idea from anybody. And that's in 29 years. Because we really want to foster inventors. All right. But I have to also warn inventors that we get the same idea by multiple inventors. And we get slightly different variations of the same idea. It seems like that tends to happen a lot. So I just want to let you know in advance that your idea may not be unique. The other thing is that I'll explain more after this break, Brian.
Sounds good, AJ. All right, AJ Kubani from Telebrands. We have a caller on the line. We'll grab you in the beginning of the next segment. All right, we'll be back with AJ Kubani from Telebrands on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.